Mr. Billy Dawson, school board member, November the 29th, 1993. Mr. Dawson, what were some of the factors in the school system that made you run for a school board member position?
Well, there were several factors that made me run for the position, one of them being the children themselves and seeing what kind of curriculum that the children were taking in school, trying to meet the goals of America for the year 2000. Other factors that that were involved were the teachers, the staff and their benefits, pay plans, the facilities of the schools. There were several factors that were involved for making me run for office.
How long have you been a school board member?
I've been a school board member going on my third year. This is the last year of my term.
Okay. What qualifications does a person need to run for this position, and how long a term is it?
Basically, there are no real qualifications. There's some requirements that you have to be a resident of the school district that you are running for, and basically that's about it.
What exactly does a school board member do, and what are he or her duties as a school board member?
The school board members are there to set policy and procedure. Those are the guidelines for what the school operates and the entire district. And that is about it.
What is your philosophy on education?
Well, my philosophy in education is that every kid can learn if we are given them the opportunity to learn. As far as education and where it's going, we've got certain goals to meet the needs of the kids, and it's up to us to make those goals available to the children so that they can become productive citizens.
How can you make KISD a better school system?
I think that KISD is already a good school system, and I think some of the new programs that we are implementing will make it better. Some of the math and science programs that we are providing for the high school, those are advanced labs. Some of the computer technology that we are now providing for grades K through 12, I think will make the children of tomorrow a whole lot smarter than we ever had.
Explain your position on current matters, especially the year-round school.
Well, my position on year-round schools is really undecided. I strongly feel that there is not enough data out on year-round schools to sway my vote either for it or against it. I'll do anything for education, anything that will give me positive results. And with the information that we have now in year-round schools, I really am not, I haven't decided which way to go yet.
What about on the reconfiguration of schools, and how will you facilitate the transition?
I think that's basically the most important thing right now is the realignment and the reconfiguration of the schools. I think that's a very good move on the district's part. I think it's a step in the right direction to take care of the discipline problems that we've had, also including better test scores. I think with the new team teaching, I think it'll set us in the right step. And as far as facilitating it, we are at present providing facilities to meet those needs. And hopefully by next year or by this summer, some of those facilities will be ready so that we can start our planning inside the classroom. As far as comparing the realignment with the year-round schools issue, I strongly feel that before we take any further steps into other ideas, that we need to get our staff and everyone comfortable with the idea of reconfiguration and the realignment. And once we have enough information on the realignment, then we can prepare for the next move.
What are some of your major contributions to the school and community as a member of the school board?
Well, I think some of the major contributions, personally, I think that every time I see a child out there and he comes over and thanks me, or I see somebody graduate, I think that's one big accomplishment of mine personally. As far as the big picture, I think the reconfiguration, realignment is going to bring better opportunities academically for our kids. I think we're going to be able to get a better handle on the discipline problems. I think some of the new programs that we've offered at the high school with the JETS program with the Junior Engineering Technical Society are some programs that we've introduced right in line with the upgrade of the math and science programs. Other improvements that we've done are some big improvements to the facilities, things that we've done for staff as far as pay plan, bringing all the pay to a comparative level, not having large disparities as when I first got on the board.
Okay, as you look back now, as your term is almost up, what would you do different the first year in office that you would, what would you do different?
Differently?
Mm-hmm. What would you do different?
I basically, I don't think I'd do anything differently. I would probably do everything the same. If I was to do anything differently, it would probably be some of the approaches that we took on getting some of these goals accomplished. But that would be about it.
Would you run for this position again?
I certainly will. I do have a commitment for education. I do have a commitment for our kids and our community. And I will certainly run again to see that some of those goals are accomplished.
Well, I thank you very, very much, and good luck.
Okay. Thank you very much.